This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Al Jazeera America launches today. So far, it doesn't have a lot of advertisers on board, and many cable providers don't carry it. But it's got something special going for it, the very deep pockets of the government of Qatar. The new network has a hefty pile of cash to burn through, and Hepperman reports on how its war chest lets it measure success differently.
Al Jazeera America's executives won't be losing sleep over ad sales. But could swimming in cash be a problem? Kelly McBride is a faculty member at the Poynter Institute.
I can't think of a bad thing.
McBride says Al Jazeera America hopes to distinguish itself with news seen as too expensive for rival networks.
With all of these resources, they will get a really big scoop. And then people will watch.
Al Jazeera America is available in about half of TV-watching homes. But there's still a brand problem, says media analyst Jeff Jarvis.
I have Verizon Fios at home, and I wanted to see whether I'm going to be able to see Al Jazeera America on it. But what I did find was a rather robust discussion of viewers saying, don't put that Al Jazeera on my Fios.
But the Poynter Institute's Kelly McBride says if Al Jazeera America delivers on its promises, it can overcome the bias. I'm Ann Hepperman for Marketplace.